أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا. Thank you so much. أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to fast and to be part of this month of Ramadan up to tonight. This is the night of the 28th. We have at least two more days and maybe three, probably three more days left. And we ask him, if he hasn't forgiven us up to this point in the month of Ramadan, that he forgives us and allows us and helps us to take advantage of the remaining days and hours of this month. One of the concepts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran is the concept of bala. Bala. Bala is sometimes translated as calamity, and what we understand and mean by that is, usually at least, is hardships, difficulties, different forms of them that we go through. And every one of us knows what hardship means. You know, we don't need to really define that or talk about different examples. We all go through that. Think about the different hardships you've gone through in your life. Human nature doesn't like hardship. We don't like hardship. We want to be at ease. We want to be comfortable. We don't want to feel pain. Right? Hardship is a feeling of pain, either internal, physical pain, emotional pain, psychological pain. Different pains that we go through. We don't like to go through these pains. We like to avoid them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, says that we're going to put you through them. We're going to put you through them. It's a must. It's a must, and it's for your good. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us these bala, it's for our good. And that's something we've talked about before. What I'm trying to stress on tonight is that the better a person strives to become, the more bala they will be given. That's how God's system works. You want to become a better person? There's more bala. More hardship. More difficulty. He doesn't call it, he doesn't say we will give you difficulty. The word is bala. There's a reason for that. Maybe I'll touch on that a little bit as well. Some people have misunderstood this. I remember someone who had studied briefly in the Hawza, and this is an unfortunate phenomena that places where there's no Hawza and you don't have access to true scholarship, individuals can go and study there for just a little bit, maybe just barely learn Arabic grammar, and then move back to their countries and start speaking language that others don't understand. Everybody thinks that they're an Ayatollah. They barely learn anything. Okay. One of those individuals who is actually right now a very well-known figure, and a lot of you maybe even respect him, I won't mention his name. I visited him in a country, I won't even mention that. I don't want you to figure it out. And he was in the hospital. And he said, I think that the reason why I'm going through, he had a really serious internal issue, I don't know, and he was young at the time. He isn't too old right now either, but he was young at the time. So it's like, this is a very serious condition that he's in. He said, I think it's because the dua I made for God to give me hardship. It's a misunderstanding. God says, I give you hardship. He never taught us to ask for hardship. He taught us to ask for ease. That's another confusing part. He keeps telling us, ask for ease, and I'm going to give you hardship. Ask for ease, I'll give you hardship. People think you should ask for hardship. No, don't ask for hardship. I need to make things harder for myself. The harder it is for me, the better it is. No, you try for ease. God's going to give you hardship. Not you. So stabbing yourself and give myself hardship. No, you get punished for that. Don't do that. Don't do that. God's going to give you hardship. So that's not what it is. God is going to give you hardship. And the hardship is going to increase. The hardship is going to increase. Not on a... again, it's bala. And let me put this out there as well. The verse says in Surah Al-Insharah are very good to remind us of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining to the Prophet, it appears Surah Al-Insharah, a pretty short chapter of the Qur'an, was revealed after a difficult task that the Prophet was given. He carried it out, he was able to accomplish it, he was able to get through it. But then more difficult tasks were coming his way. At least this is one interpretation, because there's another one. Allama Tawatawai has a different interpretation. What I'm giving you is Ayatollah Khamenei's interpretation of the chapter. He says, because at the end, it says, وَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Okay. And that, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, when you're done with it, then stand back up again. This is the way Ayatollah Khamenei mentions and explains it, and makes sense. You're ready for the next task. There's something else that's going to come your way. And it makes sense for the beginning of the chapter as well. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not make your chest? We opened it up. Right? In other words, gave you the ability to bear difficulty. That's referred to as sharh al-sadr. When kids annoy you, right? The ability to bear that. That are given. Then there's no ease with that. No, it becomes easier to go through them. God helps you even more in them. But it doesn't mean that the tests are not harder. It doesn't mean that the bala is not harder. Okay, it's an interesting combination, a very interesting combination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. What I want to remind us in this, this reminder is for myself and for all of us, remember we said, you know, it's wrong to ask for it, but it's also wrong not to be pleased with it. That's difficult. You know? It's wrong not to be pleased with it. I'll, I guess, conclude with this hadith. Imam, I think it was Imam Zain al-Abidin, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. According to the account, he was speaking to Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, a companion of the Prophet who lived all the way until the time of Imam al-Baqir. He told him, so what's your state now? What point have you reached? Jabir said, I've reached a point where I like calamity, bala, better than ease. Hardship better than ease. Poverty, I like poverty more than abundance and having abundance. That sounds pretty cool, right? Reach a point where you like hardship. Who likes poverty? Right? Who likes poverty? You say he's reached something where, wow, you know, he likes poverty over, he likes calamity, hardship. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, that's not how we are. We like hardship when he gives it. And we like ease when he gives it. Okay. We want poverty when he gives that, and we want abundance when he gives that. Okay. Whatever he gives. So he gives hardship, he gives ease. We usually like the ease. Right? The hard part is the difficulty, the calamity. And we ask him, it's not something we can do. If he gives us the tawfiq, if he allows our hearts, if he trains us, it's very difficult to go through a hardship and not feel any type of dislike towards it from the perspective of it being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's not going to make hardship ease, right? So you're going to feel different. These are two different conditions, right? You're not going to feel at ease when you're in hardship. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to feel in hardship. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be painful. You're supposed to feel the pain. If you don't feel the pain, then it's not hardship. It's supposed to feel painful. But while it's feeling painful, you need to be pleased with that feeling of pain and with the hardship and all of that, seeing it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeing it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hope that He gives that to us, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially the ulama, our maraja, and especially our leader. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. Oh Allah, we all have hajat, we have needs, we have requests. We ask You by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to grant us all our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve all the people who are suffering from illnesses, hardships, difficulties, oppressions, and so on. And we ask Allah by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to relieve all the oppressed people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih, Rahimallah man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.